Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
I'm doing a lot of things to make myself more forward compatible.
Have you been organizing your cable routing?
Yes, somewhat. Things
are routed differently.
Yes, but I do that as part of a larger Weltanschauung.
I always ask people, why did they choose to come and share their story with me? And particularly in this couple, I was intrigued. They are divorced. They are two divorce lawyers. They've done it in a very good way, according to both of them.
Okay, so Hansel and Gretel. Gretel and Hansel. Okay, I gotta get that right.
Gretel.
I like this.
This is my wife, Gretel.
I really enjoyed this movie.
Coming up, samples from three podcasts you might like. Roderick on the Line, Where Should We Begin, and Terrorcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Best friends are more than friends. They're a confidant, a cheerleader, an advisor. No matter what you're going through, we can count on our best friends to be our unwavering supporters, our voices of reason, depending on what the situation calls for, of course. Well, that's why every week John Roderick, lead singer of The Long Winters, calls his best friend and fellow podcaster Merlin Mann for a frank and candid conversation on whatever's up for discussion that week. Whether it's a huge life event or a funny little anecdote, Roderick on the Line covers everything two best friends could possibly talk about, and then some. Each episode opens cold when John picks up Merlin's call, followed by an hour of pure, uncut friendship. Equal parts hilarious and insightful, Roderick on the Line is everything a feel-good podcast should be. Here's a sample for you from the episode of Roderick on the Line titled Tomorrow's Heart. In it, Merlin and John talk about deep topics like inner monologues and processing grief as they try and succeed at making each other laugh. This opening clip from the episode gives you the perfect sense of what nearly every episode in their vast archives is like.
Hi, John.
Hi, Merlin.
How's it going?
Things are good. Things are good. Sorry I'm a little late, but...
That's a lot of noise for a guy who's going great.
I'm a little dinosaur.
You are a little dinosaur. Still waking up a little bit. Gotta be honest. Still waking up a little bit. Give me an example of what's going on. Things are going well here. I got a lot going on.
Good.
I got a lot of projects. I'm sharpening the saw. You know, banging in some finishing nails.
A couple of guys our age, you know, having a lot going on is good. Keeps us busy.
Well, it keeps the demon dogs at bay for sure.
It does. It keeps us out of the kitchen. It keeps us, you know. Chicken in the pen patch, scripting outdoors.
Surely. I agree. I got a lot of technical projects. I got a lot of semi-technical projects. I got a lot of, there's a lot of hammering and saws.
Whew, hammering and saws.
Got a new mic set up here.
You're talking about metaphorical hammers and saws?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about real hammers?
There's a guy in the productivity racket who says you have to set aside time to sharpen the saw.
You got to sharpen the saw.
Yeah, sharpen the saw. Yeah, and the idea is, you know, good enough's not good enough. You need to keep getting better at the stuff that you do.
Keep sharpening that saw.
Mm-hmm.
If what you're doing is sawing.
Yes, but it is in that sense metaphorical.
Sure, I see. So you got a sharp saw, you got some finishing nails.
I'm doing a lot of things to make myself more forward compatible.
Have you been organizing your cable routing?
Yes, somewhat.
Things are routed differently.
Yes, but I do that as part of a larger Weltanschauung.
Sure.
It's not just for its own sake. You know, as they say in Glengarry Glen Ross, what is this in service of? And I want to make sure I'm doing things in service of good things.
A sample from Roderick on the Line, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Our next featured podcast this week is the perfect podcast for anyone who's ever loved. Step into the office of legendary psychotherapist and marriage counselor Esther Perel on her podcast, Where Should We Begin? For lessons in the do's and don'ts of marriage from couples who experienced both themselves. Each episode, Perel welcomes real people to share their stories of infidelity, sexlessness, loss and death, and more as they dissect and analyze each raw, intimate, and profound detail. Where Should You Begin is a show for people to feel heard and understood, and for each of us to listen and learn how we can feel more empowered in our own relationships. Sometimes in a dispute, a little change in perspective is all you need to see things differently, and Where Should You Begin brings you new perspectives every week. So the only question remains, where should we begin? Well, how about right here? On this episode of Where Should We Begin, titled Happily Divorced, on the installment, Esther welcomes two divorce attorneys looking to reframe and clearly define the connection they've developed after their divorce. She talks them through complex emotions of walking the borderline between separate and together, and the all-too-common improvement in a relationship when the pressures and expectations of marriage are dissolved.
It's divorce, but different, if that makes sense.
I always ask people, why did they choose to come and share their story with me? And particularly in this couple, I was intrigued. They are divorced. They are two divorce lawyers. They've done it in a very good way, according to both of them.
I just wanted to make sure that my son would never have to feel like he had to choose between his parents.
We remained, you know, very much committed to not recapitulating what we see our clients do with being positional and fighting about, you know, gas grills and every little sweater.
They both state their explicit desire to be in a divorce that is different from what they have often been engaged with their clients. Less friction, less acrimony, a reorganization of the family with an active engagement of both parents.
I like where we are. I like the type of family that we have been able to build. It's a little non-traditional, but, you know, it works for us.
Marriage was hard.
Because it was a show.
Yeah.
That you didn't want to play.
Yeah. This, I like.
What stands out here is that the two people in the couple are actually getting along much better, separated and divorced, than they did when they were married. That in itself is not uncommon. What is also not uncommon is that they hover on the border between separate and together, with a great deal of ambivalence and a lot of hints, but nothing explicit.
You know, when we tell our story and people who know us and they're like, are you doing this because you truly are committed to your son, or is maybe there's a chance that you'll get back together or something like that? I think people wonder.
It's also very confusing. It is a very gray kind of emotional landscape to inhabit, where the normal guideposts that culture, society, or people or family provide aren't there. It's like it was before, but it's not.
A sample of the podcast, Where Should We Begin? Available now on the Start Here podcast collection on WVXU.org or on the WVXU app. Our featured local podcast this week dares you to be scared, but also encourages you to laugh. From brothers and Cincy-based horror heads Cameron and Scott Hale, it's TerrorCast, your number one source for movie reviews and pop culture news. Each week, the brothers bring you hilarious, fast-paced, and informative analysis of some of your favorite and maybe even new favorite horror films. TerrorCast covers nearly every newly released horror film, plus many old classics and deep cuts, so even the most satiable of fear fanatics can get their fill. Whether it's movie news, plot summary, final ratings, or anything else, Scott and Cam's passion for the genre shines through on every episode of TerrorCast. Looking for your next horror obsession? Listen to TerrorCast if you dare. Let's try a sample for you from a review of Gretel and Hansel, the new horror movie reboot of the classic fairy tale. Despite a lukewarm response in the box office and from critics, Scott and Cam break down what worked for them and what didn't, and try not to get scared of that scary witch.
Can you go first?
Can I go first?
Why are you asking?
Just making sure. Baby.
No.
Fine, go ahead. Go
no,
ahead.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Okay, so Hansel and Gretel. Gretel and Hansel. Okay, I gotta get that right.
Gretel.
I like
this. This is my wife, Gretel.
I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was.
Did you 56% enjoy it?
No.
Rotten Tomatoes score it?
Is it really at 56? Ooh. I would give it a solid like 78, 77.
How did you. I'd give it a solid 73.5. How did you come to that math, man?
Typically, how we do rubber reviews is we wait to the end, but I'd give this movie a B. I really enjoyed the cinematic look of the film. It looks beautiful. The story has a nice... he expanded it nicely, and he changed some things up really nicely, which we'll get into when we... I'm going to go ahead and call spoilers. Spoilers! It's hard to.
There's nothing to spoil in this movie.
I really want to talk about the ending, which is why I'm giving it a higher rating.
Y'all ever fucking read the fairy tale Hansel and Gretel? Know the movie, except there's this little tiny twist, little splash of the witch in it.
Splash. The witch is in it the whole movie.
The movie, The Witch.
Oh, okay.
About to throw this water in your face.
From our local Cincinnati creators, Cameron and Scott Hale, that's TerrorCast, now available on the Start Here collection from Cincinnati Public Radio on WVXU.org or on the Cincinnati Public Radio app. Each week, we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunescharts.net. Debuting last month is another hit true crime podcast called Down the Hill, The Delphi Murders. It's about Abby and Libby, two young girls murdered, and the only real clue is a recording of the killer's voice from one of the victim's phones ordering the girls down the hill. Almost 3 years later, it's a mystery that still haunts the small town of Delphi, Indiana, where police say the killer may still walk among them. That's Down the Hill, the number one podcast on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Down the Hill and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.